show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Grand finale week on The Masked Singer, and there was one final eviction or unmasking last night before the big grand finale episode. It was the puppet, or the Chucky doll, as I like to call it. It was unmasked to be Simon Price, better known as Simon Wiggle, and he joins us right now. How you going, Simon?
Yeah, great, guys. Nice to talk to you. How are you?
Good. Simon, I'm doing the wiggle fingers right now, which is a really, really bad move for radio.
Yeah, I'm doing them too. Whenever I say hello to anyone, I just naturally do it now.
We didn't see you do any wiggles fingers while in the puppet, though. What's go there?
No, it's a bit hard because I had those big fake hands I was holding onto the whole time. So it's a bit hard to get the old wiggle fingers happening.
I got to say, like, your outfit for The Masked Singer, it was one of the creepier ones. I thought that from when they first put out the images of the costumes. But what do they like to wear? Because they look sensational on TV, but I can't imagine, like, that puppet outfit would have been comfortable to wear for hours on end.
No, they're slightly impractical, but the costumes are incredible. They look amazing. But my head, the head weighed about 20 kilos.
Wow.
And it had a metal bar which ran down the back of it into a brace which I was wearing, and it had to get screwed into the brace to support some of the weight of the head. So, yeah, it was pretty restrictive, but they're amazing. And the mouth and the eyes were operated separately by remote control, which is very clever. But the only issue was that every time the mouth closed, I couldn't see.
No wonder you're walking around just gaping at everyone.
They're definitely for aesthetics, not for function.
Yeah, hey. You did well to dance in it, though. Like, you had the moves.
Yeah, thank you. Look, I kind of progressed as I went along, sort of working out what I couldn't do and how much I could do without actually falling over and hurting myself. But, yeah, look, we got there. It was a lot of fun.
Simon, I knew from episode one, like, you were my hot tip. I even put on my Facebook page because we're a big fan of yours at our place. I've got a one-year-old and a six-year-old. And I came in and said to Gabby, definitely Simon Price, definitely Simon the Red Wiggle. And I'm going to play this to you now. I actually did a comparison from you singing on The Masked Singer to you singing for the Wiggles.
Oh, no.
All right, so here it is. This is Simon Wiggle.
Head, shoulders, knees and toes.
Knees and toes.
Head, shoulders,
okay,
knees and toes.
Yeah, yeah.
Last but not least, back to
sell me.
Back to puppet.
Last week's song of the choir. You like my mom.
Surely you're hearing similarities there.
Hit me one more time with Simon.
Head, shoulders, knees, song of the choir.
I mean, were you tempted to drop in a bit of head, shoulders, knees and toes at any point?
Yeah, except I just couldn't touch my toes.
You were absolutely phenomenal. I had no idea you had that kind of voice hidden away, because heads and shoulders, knees and toes doesn't really give you the space to go into your operatic kind of style, while Masked Singer did. And I was so impressed.
No, thank you. Yeah, look, I mean, it's been a while since I've kind of had a chance to sing like that. I mean, that was my background, was more music, theatre and opera, but it was to get a chance in The Masked Singer to sing. I think I sang six songs, and all totally different songs I would never normally sing. Mm. It was, it was pretty incredible, really, and while wearing a 9-foot puppet costume. So,
can you do heads, shoulders, knees and toes a little bit operatic for us right now? What would that sound like?
Head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes.
Really good
head,
is the answer.
Head, shoulders, knees and toes.
Okay, can you do that on the show from now on, please?
Yeah,
that's amazing.
I don't know why we haven't done that earlier.
We got to wrap it up. We could talk to you all day. We can't let you go, though, without saying congratulations to you and your beautiful wife, Lauren, only this week announcing your pregnancy. Do you think, you've been in the Wiggles for years now, does that set you up for fatherhood, or you're still just going to be packing it when the time actually comes?
I think I'll be totally packing it. I won't have a clue what to do. I'll be asking all my friends what to do, putting it on social media. Help, help.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, look, we're really excited. We can't wait. And early next year, we'll be having a little baby, and it's an amazing time.
The baby's crying. Pull out the skivvy.
Yeah, the entertainment's covered.
Yeah, the entertainment's covered.
Shoulders even covered.
Simon Price, Simon Wiggle, a.k.a. the puppet on The Masked Singer. It's back tonight, then the big grand finale episode. It's about a week away on Channel 10. Thank you so much for your time, Simon.
Thanks, guys. Lovely to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
The Hit Breakfast Show.